Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Great Late Nights Podcast with the Sexy and Savage. I'm your host, Gas Station P, and this is my co-host,
Miss Tina.
How you guys doing out here? Well,
how you doing?
I don't know why we think we got an audience.
We have no audience today because they've left us.
They left us here. But how you doing? How's your day?
I'm extremely tired, but yeah. I'm good. How are you?
I'm cool. Long day at work. Long day at work. Somebody called the corona, so.
So why the fuck are you right here?
I don't got it, but we gotta take precaution. I'll be taking the test soon, though. I believe I'm okay. I'm okay.
You believe you're okay?
Yeah. But speaking of work, how about sex at work?
I'm with it.
Sex at the office. You with it. At the office or with the people at the office?
Both.
Both? Okay. So have you had any of those rendezvous?
Yes.
How many? No.
Well, let me count.
So, I mean, what makes you... You know, some people say they don't like it. Some people are cool with it, such as me and you. What makes you cool with it?
I mean, if my man come pick me up from work and he comes to the office, you know, and it's like not a community bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that one person. Or I'm like, we could do it in the hallway, though. Like in the stairwell. Oh. I'm a germaphobe, so I don't want to be in the bathroom. It's terrible. I don't even pee in public. It's disgusting. But I've had sex with a supervisor. Like, I started a temp job, and in the process of me being there, the company got sold, and just so happened that I had a fling with the gentleman who was the director of operations, and I got an email, like, after lunch, come upstairs, we need to meet and go over some things that I require of you, blah, 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 and when I got upstairs, to my surprise, it was him, and shit, we was going at it all the time, shit.
Mm. So was it like... Well, you said Adam numerous times, so it was just that work in his office all the time.
Yeah, because he was my direct supervisor, so I was his executive assistant, so.
So, how many, well, now you ain't got to tell me how many jobs you have. How many times have you had sex at work or?
I mean, it's a handful of times I've had sex at work, like with a significant other, but that particular job, shit, it was pretty much... It was a satellite office, so shit, I had a bunch of free time.
Okay. I had, every job I had, I slept with somebody. Not at work, but somebody from the job.
So you are okay with sleeping with your coworkers?
Yeah.
That can get real messy.
No, it can't. Never got messy with me.
No, I'm keep your boundaries. Shit go bad.
I ain't never got messy with me. I one place I did, I used to work at the Tootsie Roll Factory. And
I love Tootsie Rolls.
They Tootsie Roll Factory bought Sears, and you can transfer over there, you know, because you got to check the checkpoints or whatever. And I was training a girl, and I slept with her in the Sears. It was dark as shit. Like Sears, the Sears part scared the fuck out of me.
The Sears store?
Yeah, the old store. It still had like the little what they call them, mannequins and shit up still. But it was just shut down. With no clothes, nothing. It was just empty, and. Like, we went to, like, a little, what they call it, a...
Fitting room?
Fitting room. It was right there. And it was dark as shit. Like, we fucked right there. But it was still scary as hell. Like, this shit is terrifying. I hope nothing comes out of grandma's. And when I worked at the airport, we fucked in the office. She told me the same, kind of like the same situation. You come to the office, I need to talk to you about what you'll be doing next. But she was like, no, I just want to come in and you have a break. I came in and said a break, and I was just chilling, like sitting back in the chair like this. And she was like, I see something poking out. Oh. I'm like, oh. She was like, I'm like, my bad. She was like, no, it's okay. I'm like, She was like, pull it out. So
let us see. No, that's
not. I pulled it out, and bam. I was like, wow.
You was basically fucking your boss.
Yeah, fucking my supervisor, yep.
How long did you keep that job?
I kept it for a while.
And why did you leave?
The better job.
Oh, it wasn't because you quit fucking him?
Nah, it's got to make some more money, shit. Mm-hmm. But, let me see. I think, yeah, them the only places I had sex at work at.
Yeah, I didn't have some shit where when I...
So you had all the cases where...
I've never had a bad experience. I've been in situations where I was an executive assistant for someone, like a personal assistant, And he tried his hardest to get me in the mix with him and his wife. Like it was times where we do events and like he'll call me back. Like I'm already to my car. He was like, oh damn, I forgot to get this paperwork from you. We in a hotel room. And I walked in the hotel room and the wife was getting nailed to the cross and he was like, I got you right where I want you. And I would just throw the shit in and I would leave.
Wow.
Like,
so the wife was down.
Yeah, every time she got drunk, she would like rub on my leg. She would like, oh my God, I love you so much. Are you going to stay? She'd be like, are you going to stay? I knew it was going to get real, real reckless.
Right.
After everyone started leaving. But if I want to mess with them, I'm messing because I want to, not because y'all are infatuated with the idea of fucking with me.
Right.
And needless to say, like, 10 years later, we're all still cool. But I've walked in into some shit.
That's
true. Or I be sleeping on the couch, like, I get too drunk, and then I fall asleep, and then I wake up, and it's like a bunch of people fucking all around you.
And no, I ain't never had that one.
Like, but this is your boss. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he's, like, eyeing you to be like, come here. And I'm like, no, I'm leaving. Like, let me get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
One time I ran out with no shoes to my car, like, get me out of here.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I ain't never experienced that, but it's just, I slept with everybody from each job I had.
And why is that?
I guess you get to know people that well. You with this person for 8 hours of the day, maybe more. You talking, you conversating, them on a daily basis more than you see your person that you live with. And
so you was cheating with people?
No, I wasn't cheating with people. I mean, I don't know if they had husbands or whatever the case is.
Were you in a relationship?
No, I was young and single. I was having fun, but
would you cheat with somebody? Do you believe in work husband, work wives?
No, I think that's stupid. I think you should say work brother, work sister. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Like, no, don't be my fucking work husband. You have a husband at home. You know what I'm saying? I think that's dumb.
Oh, don't call you a work husband. Right. Because you can't have a work husband. You can have a work wife.
I don't want a work wife.
What if she brings you lunch?
Then we buddies. We just cool friends at work. You got a whole husband at home, sweetie. I don't call me your work husband. Don't do that. You do that for your man.
That's my work boo.
I don't like that shit. Call me your work buddy, friend, some shit like that. Now work, if we fucking,
like the fuck.
If we fucking all that shit, cool. We be whatever. But nah,
so what if they start spreading it around the office that they with you? Is that okay?
If we on the same terms, then yeah.
But if y'all just fucking,
and they send that's look, I'm his man.
Don't you look at that nigga? That's my dick.
She can do it because that fucking girl still gonna want to go if she wanted it. She gonna be like, oh, he got you like that? Let me try.
Has that ever happened to you, like in a relationship where like one of your girl's friends would try to fuck on you?
She never tried to, but she always wanted to, and then like eventually later down the line, it happened. They wasn't friends no more.
You did that? That's foul.
No, it ain't.
That's against, first of all.
No, it's whatever, not.
Whoever that
they're
bitch
not friends. They ain't been friends for 5 years.
Whoever that bitch is that did that, you a Grammy hoe, because that's against girl code.
They ain't been friends for 5 years.
That don't mean nothing. You still.
She should never told her what the fuck I be doing. Keep your mouth closed. Learn. That's some women need to learn to keep your mouth closed.
No. If you should be able to tell your female friend whether y'all fall out or not. Secrets are always safe amongst each other. Now, you know, I done did some shit, but I didn't know that they was together because she didn't even
I've
tell
always heard never tell your friend about what your man does.
Why?
Because you shouldn't. That's you and your man's personal business.
Well, if I get dicked down and I'm on my way home, I'm calling my friend like, bitch, I'm never leaving. Bitch, the dick was so good. Like, you should be able to do that with your friend.
Will always watch.
That's fine, but she know not to cross that line.
She don't want to. She might.
Nah.
It happened to me twice. The first time I didn't.
But
I didn't
that means they
mind.
Really wasn't loyal with their friends. And then that
I mean,
makes
yeah, that's
you,
true too.
And then that makes
that make
you
me shit,
unloyal.
Don't make me
because
unloyal.
It doesn't.
I'm not your man anymore.
It don't matter. There's still a type of respect there.
I respect
I
you.
Wish a nigga would.
Hey, she wanted some dick, so I gave her some dick. What you want me to do?
Not fuck her.
Nah, fuck that. She never
that's
told
right,
because
your name is PJ Fucker.
She never told about you. She never told about the business. I mean, that's just. That's just how the game
goes,
man.
That's not nice.
If you're not, if you still friends with the person, different. I would know. We're not doing that. You ain't been friends with this motherfucker over 5 years. Y'all fell out real hard. Ain't no getting back.
Then that just means that she's trying to do something to spite her. Because now she's like, yeah, bitch, you thought that was your nigga. I fucked him.
Now it's 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I wouldn't have fucked you. This is my woman. Even if after, if y'all was still cool and we broke up, I still wouldn't. Y'all ain't friends, so why not? I don't think it's wrong if a woman do it, if a nigga do it.
So you okay to shit where you eat?
Yeah. I never had a problem. I never had an encounter with that. The job I'm at now, I did it. And it was never a problem. And it's still not a problem.
So you still fuck them at the job?
No, we still cool, but we not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. It's no problem with that shit. We still cool people. We don't hate each other. Ain't no. So that's how my thing is. I don't. If I'm
there's no boundaries, basically, right, with the work relationship.
No, I don't think so.
I think you should always have boundaries with anything that you do. Why? You have to set boundaries.
Like what kind of boundaries?
Any kind of boundary. Because it has to be a respect level. There has to be things where you and I know what it is and what it isn't. Those are expectations and boundaries.
I mean, I look at it like this. Where I've worked at and where I've seen and people knew or found out, it's never been a bad outcome. Oh, he did this or she did this. It's always been cool. Yeah, they fucked around. That's what it is. What people do, they meet each other.
So you know how to separate the two, business and pleasure.
I mean, we just work together. I'm not a fucking supervisor. I'm not her boss, and she not my boss.
But would you sleep with someone that you had superiority over?
If she want to fuck, yeah.
Is that how you say it, superiority?
Yeah.
Okay.
If she want to go down, yeah. Why not?
So you don't feel like that would be a conflict of interest?
No.
Now what happens if you have to fire this motherfucker?
Hey, it's a job. God, shit, you gotta get fired.
You can't fire. I can't say if you're not performing.
I would tell you, like, G, you need to straighten up because they trying to let you go. Get your shit together.
No, but you're the one that has to make the decision to let her go or not.
And now beforehand, I'm gonna have to tell her, get your shit together. If you don't get your shit together, and I'm telling you, then you gotta go now.
You
that's
can't
your fault.
Fire me because I sucked your dick the night before last. Real
no,
quick.
You need to know. You need to be an adult and know you fucking up at work. I mean, fuck what you doing to me.
I wouldn't want to, like.
I'll try to help you as much as I can, but if you don't.
The main reason why I fucked dude was because he couldn't fire me. I worked for a fucking temp agency. And then, like, we were super cool. Like, the shit was cool. And then the wife came in one day. And then that shit was like, ooh, okay. Hey, how are you? Would you like me to get you some coffee? Like, stupid shit like that. But yeah, no, that shit was cool. But I wouldn't, like, if I didn't know a person already, like, mm-hmm. We didn't have a history beforehand, I don't think that I would do it. Not with my supervisor, not with any of that shit, because I don't know about anybody else, but I just be like, I don't want to cross that. Like, because one false move.
I mean, some people do, so you don't feel people can become couples in this shit. What do you think they can?
It's possible if you're willing to cross that line, but I would never want to work with someone that I'm fucking. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, if we're in a relationship, I don't want to work with you. See, because when I get pissed at you, I want to be pissed at you and be the fuck away from you. I can't be pissed at you and we work together. Like, I'm pissed and then now I got to fucking see your dirty fucking face.
I mean, you can't be mad. You can't be mad.
Right, and
don't fuck be mad at me. I'll be looking dead at him. What the fuck you mad at?
Get the fuck out my face.
I'll be looking dead at him.
And then, like, you know, I don't know about ladies out there, but I know, like, if I go through a breakup, oh my God, it's the end of the fucking world. I want to leave. I'm sick. Like, but if we break up and we work together, I can't even fucking mourn the loss of the relationship properly. Like, I'm sitting in my desk listening to.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It is hard. It is hard, especially if you have feelings for that person. Because I know my situation. I was. Like, we was looking at each other. We was to the point, like, we will speak stupidly, like, hey. Like, it was just getting dumb. Like, come on, G. You know I fucking miss you. You know you miss me. Stop.
Quit fucking playing
Stop
with me.
Stop playing.
Bitch.
Like, it was getting dumb, but it was, like, still to the point where it was like, we found a way to become cool.
Yeah, like, I can't walk past you every day, and I used to have your dick in my mouth every night, and now I gotta fucking walk past you because I hate you. Like, bitch. Why do you even work here, Sarah? You should quit. Like,
you don't hate him.
Yes, because when you break up with somebody...
You don't say that word.
Shit.
You don't hate nobody.
Oh, there's a couple of people that I hate.
That ain't right to do, Tina.
It's fine.
You don't hate people. You're supposed to love people. You're supposed to dislike them.
No.
But you don't hate
them. I hate a few. No. It's okay to hate.
Don't do that. But what else we got? This is a short doc can be made. Damn, it really is short.
But I wanted to talk about sex toys.
Go ahead.
So, like...
And I bought a new one.
Does it intimidate you if, like, after you have sex with someone, like, you get off but they don't get off? Does that intimidate you if she finishes herself?
No. It will, like, make me... I don't want to sit there and not be helpful. I will still want to be helpful.
Like, say you just tapped out, you just like, oh,
I bust hard and...
Yeah, you just land.
If I fell asleep and she finished, yeah. I can't do nothing about it. She sleep. But no, it wouldn't piss me off. But if you like, I still want to keep going. I want to help you finish. I want to do whatever I get if I got to
get like, say you go out and get the towel and then you come back and she's just like in her zone.
Let me help finish.
So you'll help?
Yeah.
You won't be offended?
Nah.
Some niggas be offended.
Like. I mean, you're not going to be A1 every night. You know what I'm saying? You probably had some good sex, but she ain't come. But you came a little faster because the pussy was good.
But has your dick ever just not cooperated with you?
What you mean? Like, not get hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happens. That's why I don't drink that much.
Oh, so drinking don't keep your dick hard?
Drinking keeps my dick. Like, if I can do this, what we doing now, mm-hmm. and I'll be straight. But if I drink more than this, my dick is down. That's why I smoke really? Weed. I'm not a drinking guy. And I like sex so much, and I don't want nothing to interfere with my sex. Drinking interferes like a motherfucker with me. Like, motherfucker be henny dick and all this. Nah.
I don't.
Phil give you that gas station dick. That's what I give you.
Now, I didn't have drunk sex. One time I was so drunk. Oh, my God. Like, I don't even remember. Like, it felt like a movie, legitly. Like, I had to retrace my steps through my Snapchat.
Right.
Like, drunk as fuck. Like, drunk as hell. Like.
Now, I like if she's drunk. I don't like when I'm drunk.
Like, when I say drunk, like, blackout, I don't remember anything. I was so drunk. All I remember, looking at my Snap, I was doing 100 on some expressway. And I'm watching where I go. I'm like, damn, how did I end up here? I don't even remember, like, how I got home or anything like that. But I just knew that I had this throbbing pain in my vagina. Like, I was like, did I fuck last night? And then... The guy that, he called me, he was like, man, G, you was fucked up last night. He was like, but damn, that shit was good. I'm like, can you please, like, tell me what happened? Because I don't remember. He was like, man, G, you was fucked up. We smoked. And you know how you get when you smoke? And then I was like, oh, my God. But it was late. Like, I had to get up for work. And as I was sitting at my desk, it was like a fucking movie, no lie. Like, every time I would be, like, days off, then I would just, like, see snippets of the sex and shit that we had. I'm like, God damn, I don't want to be that drunk no more.
Yeah, I don't. I can't do that.
Like, the sex was so bomb, though. Like,
how you know it was bomb?
Because I felt it. I felt it afterwards.
Whatever. You felt it afterwards.
I did. I felt it in it. And then when he told me everything that happened, I was like, God damn, I was so mad. I was so drunk. I couldn't even remember.
Yeah, that's
that
the
shit.
My thing. I want to remember what the fuck went down.
I'm like, damn.
It'd be sometimes I'd be like too high and be like, what the
and
fuck
he
happened?
Was like, but he was like, you just called me out the blue because I hadn't seen or talked to him in a minute.
Right.
And then my stupid drunk ass like, hey. And I was looking at my, I blew that nigga, tore that nigga lying down like, doop, doop, doop. It was like 5 calls. And then finally he answered, pull up. And then, God damn, we did it. I don't even remember. But the glimpses of it, it was like so passionate. Like close off, boom, throw me on the wall, boom. When I seen him again, he had recorded some shit. I'm like, damn. My hair game was super raw that night. Like, bitch, you was drunk. You was like, get that shit. Yes, bitch. I be hyping myself up. You're like, yes, queen. Do that. Do your shit.
I can't do drunk sex, man.
High sex, that's one of the
main reasons. High sex is the best.
That's one of the main reasons why I don't smoke, because it just hypersensitizes everything. I'm super sensitive.
That shit feels so good. Like, cause
it's like little.
It's like when you have high sex.
It's like these little prickly things all over my body. I'm like, oh my God.
When I have high sex, it's like. I don't know if you do this, but I vision like my dick going inside. It's like I can see it, and it's all purple and psychedelic. Like, it just be a whole nother world. And that shit be, I would just be hitting them strokes right. Like, I'm here. She, like, that's my spot right there. Like, oh, I don't know. Let me find another one. Like, it'd be a whole nother, it's a whole nother thing. High sex with me is more pleasing you. It's more pleasing you. What? It should be crazy.
Nothing.
What?
Say some other shit. No.
Go ahead and say it. We on the show. Go ahead. People want to hear. Don't be afraid to speak.
I never tell them myself. But anywho. Yeah, like I've asked several guys and they were like, hell no. And some guys feel like they're in competition with toys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I like toys. Because, shit, to be honest, I mean, I'm a pleaser, mm-hmm. so I want to please you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to get you there, get you hot. I want to make you come several times. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep this going. Because like I told you, I mean, like I said on the show before, I don't really nut until you tell me to. So if you be like, come, then I'm going to come. That's just one of them days I can't control myself. But it's more me. When you tell me to come, then I'll come. But other than that, I want to please the fuck out of you. If you don't tell me to come, I'm going to eat you, get a toy, whatever the fuck we got to do to keep it going. That's what I do.
So have you ever, like, been in a situation where you just can't please someone? Like, just nothing is making her come?
No. Never had that. I've had situations where women couldn't make me come. Like, my ex used to hate that I couldn't come off a head.
I think head is not meant for guys to come, though. Like, for me, it's meant to
I be mad at the guy. I be seeing video motherfuckers be coming, and I be like, I don't know how long it took them.
It's mental.
Me, I have to watch porn while you're doing it. I will come. And I don't want you, you know what I'm saying? Like, my ex, she was mad because she was like, why do you got, I don't know. It's just, it's not mental, but
it's very
visual.
Mental.
It's visual. Yeah, it's with mental, me, it's visual. So I got to see it, see you, see it, see you, see it, see you.
Well, not because you may want, like, a double stimulation. Now, if two bitches are sucking your dick at the same time, are you going to come?
No, I want to enjoy this. I want to enjoy that. Fuck that, because I'm ready to fuck some both. But if it's just a straight blowjob, you know, come over, I want to give you some head, just some head. Well, let me watch a porn. Because I love the pussy. I enjoy the head.
Oh, so you want a lot of niggas say they prefer head over pussy, but you want them niggas that prefer pussy over head.
I prefer head. Because if you give good head, I want the head.
But it's just head don't make you come, though.
Right, but if it's just so fucking good, it's going to make
me. Have you ever came off of head?
Like, yes. If I help jagged off, that way, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, if I had to jag off, and like, she licked my balls and it kind of get me there and I come, yeah. But not like straight off of she just sucking and I bust. Never did that one.
You come off head? Really?
It's very hard.
That porno shit, that's all.
That, and then, it's like, if they do it, it's been minutes and hours before they fucking came.
That's all.
It's really hard.
Behind the scenes.
I want to come off it. I want to just one day
so
sit
so you think porn is because of the fluffers?
What? What you mean a fluffer?
You know what a fluffer is?
No, I don't. I don't know all these terms.
PJ fucker doesn't know what a fluffer is.
I don't be paying attention to these terms. I just pay attention to pleasing. All right? That's all I care about.
A fluffer is the in-between person that keeps you, you know, stimulated.
Oh, I guess so.
So maybe they're like hunching in between whatever.
Right.
And then the nut is already there and she goes to suck the dick. Like, I used to
think. Yeah, that can work.
Like, I used to think that squirters were not real.
Some of them motherfuckers ain't.
Like, I used to think they take a water bottle and
they put it in their pussy and shoot it out.
Until that shit really happened.
Some of them ain't. Because when I seen video of motherfuckers just shooting and like, damn, bitches, this is going to stop. No, you either pissing or something. No.
Like, if you drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Like, all day, water, all day, and then you do it, but it takes...
But if you playing with your pussy all day, like, let's say you're OnlyFans girl, you playing with your pussy all day, you squirting a lot, you telling me that squirt's still finna be there?
Yeah, because the other day I had a session with myself.
A session?
My God.
You squirting everywhere?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
But I wasn't like, I don't ever stick nothing inside of me. I'm not that girl that likes, I will stick a
so you don't like penetration?
Don't know.
So what about toys then? What the toys you prefer is more of?
Clit stimulators.
Okay, other than.
But I don't use them because I go overboard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like, I had to throw all my toys away because I would rape myself. I had like two toys and put them on high speed.
Really?
And that shit was just like,
You like Miss B Nasty.
But my cousin, my favorite cousin, was like, bitch, go get you a fucking massager, bitch. Like, a massager?
See, men don't have, we don't have good toys.
It's this, shout out, I have to go to Lover's Lane. I hope my emo friend still works there. I don't know what her name is, but these fleshlights she showed us, like, if I had a nigga, I would buy him one.
They don't do nothing.
No, this one, it did.
What it do?
It was like... It went around on the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, would it for real, moved like this. It was warm. And then so it moved on its own. Yeah, it had like a tongue like this, mm-hmm. and then it would move, and then it was warm and stuff. I was like, oh my God, I want one of these.
Damn. See, like, yeah, I always, and I was looking like, damn, I'm like, right. Like, if you want a good toy, you got to pay hella money
and
for it.
And you know what? You pay for what you get for
it. Man, fuck that. Like, I don't have no relationship. I forgot about that.
Then you
I got a little regular stroker I got off Groupon. I hate it because it'd be
is
like.
Is it like a little rubbery one?
Yeah, but no, it got like a case over it. Look, and like when you stroke it, it'd be like. I'm like, I don't hear that noise. People be looking like, what the fuck is he doing in his house?
What? It doesn't.
It's like, yeah. Like, come on, what is this? I hate that thing.
It makes noise.
But I had, you know, one day I was at work. I do trash. I dump garbage. And there was this one can, didn't have no garbage in it. And it had a nice booty. I'm going to post it on our page if I can find a picture. A nice ass, like, perfect. I think it might have been Jada Fire's ass. I don't know who ass it was.
It was black.
Yeah, it was black. And I said, damn, if this went in the garbage, I'd take this motherfucker. Like, it was perfect as hell. And I had took a picture and, like, put it on Snapchat and shit. And everybody was like, man, why you bring that home, G? I said, man, I'm not finna. You nasty motherfuckers finna fuck this thing? That's disgusting. You don't know who dick been in there.
Anybody.
But I want one of those. Here.
So
that's the one?
Yeah.
And Misty, like, Misty Stone, everybody.
And it gets warm and stuff.
It's $80.
Yeah, this one is $80. But the one, I'm going to go to Lover's Lane this week.
I wonder how does it feel like, does it feel like those? I haven't tried
it. It has
those.
A rigid, it's rigid.
Yeah.
And it has
I had
butt.
One that had beads. Like, it had like little metal balls on it. It had metal beads on it, and that one felt great.
Can I see this if I turn my finger on?
I don't think so. It's too small.
Oh, well, this is a promo for her butt. Like, it has her butthole. Like, you get one like the butt.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if it feel like that. That's $80.
It's in her butt.
I want to buy one because I had the one I
can
got.
Can they see this, guys?
They probably can.
It's her butt. And then it's her lady part. You haven't met with a girl with a meaty coochie?
A meaty coochie?
Like her. Lipsless, like those be like, it's pastrami. You know,
yeah,
like the one.
Like Jada Fire's pussy.
Like who?
Jada Fire's pussy.
I never seen her poom poom.
A pussy like that. Yeah, I have.
So it doesn't feel the same?
Yeah. I mean, every pussy is different on the inside, but. I don't think the lips matter, really.
So let me read this excerpt of this book. Don't judge me. But, you know, I'm like a nerdy bookworm. If you guys don't know, I love to read. Mm-hmm. So this guy, I know.
What book is this? What's the name of
it? It's a nothing book, obviously. But this guy, I know, wrote a book. It's, where is it? I hope I can find it. Oh, it's called It's Her Fault. Mm-hmm. And in the book, this guy was saying how different women have different styles of vagina. And he went through and said, like, oh my God, where is it? Oh my God. How white women and Hispanic women have warmer pussy. Just like weird ass shit.
See, I know, because I have. My baby mama is Puerto Rican and black.
Shout out to us mixed girls. Ow.
What do you mix with?
Puerto Rican and black.
But,
my mom is.
She used to be real wet, but I never looked at it as in, oh, all Puerto Rican pussy is like this. That's I don't know about white women, because I don't. Nothing against white women. I think you guys are beautiful too, but I just. That's just not my thing.
You ain't never had your dick sucked by a white woman?
No, I don't want a white woman. I like to see black women.
Really?
Yes, black women. I love black women. That's just, it's always been me.
I can't find it now, but whatever. He just went through like the temperatures and high grass. But most guys would be like, damn, when they hear like, oh, you're Puerto Rican, oh, you got good wet pussy.
I don't know. Because that was like the only Puerto Rican I ever messed with, so I can't be like, oh, yeah.
Ow, we're like fire, guys.
I know chocolate women got some good sex, though.
They do. What makes it so much better than light skin?
I don't know. It's just something about chocolate women.
So, do you prefer chocolate women?
I don't know. I like all women. As long as you're black. That's all that matters.
So, what if you got with a Chinese bitch? She was cold.
I won't get with a Chinese woman. Unless she was black and Chinese. And she looked more black than Chinese. Like the Puerto Rican. She only got with her because she was black and Puerto Rican. She looked more Puerto Rican, but She had black in her. You can tell she was black. Other than that, I'm strictly black women, man. I can't do no other race. I'm sorry, I just can't.
So you've never fucked like a Mexican, Asian, nope. Creole?
Nope.
Creole is black.
Nope, never. Always a black woman.
I've never dated my first fake boyfriend was Hispanic, but that's because I lived in Humboldt Park. But other than that, nope, I always dated black guys.
Yeah.
But my mom, my mom would always tell me, like, don't you fuck with no Hispanic nigga.
Why?
Because this is how they are. Like, they're very clingy. Controlling and shit like that.
I heard.
And
that's why a lot of them.
Me.
Well, men like us.
You cannot. I don't follow directions. Like, I'm submissive when I want to be, but Hispanic men are bred and raised to be catered to.
I think because they lack.
I don't think they lack.
I really do.
Like in what, size?
Probably so, or
fuck
sex.
No.
I mean, why the fuck do they do that then?
Because they're raised that way. When your mom caters to you, like, so there's a difference, right? So my mom is Puerto Rican. Shout out to my mommy. But she raised us very differently. Like, my brother is very spoiled. Like, even my son and my daughter, my son gets the world because that's her baby. But right. My daughter, not so much. But that's just how the culture is. The culture in itself is very catering to the men. Mm. Like, you serve your man. You do everything. Like, even like my cousins, if you ever come around, you'll notice that my Hispanic cousins are like, they man is they everything. Mm-hmm. As for me and myself, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I want to do it. I'm not, oh, like, you know, sometimes my cousin will be like, I got to ask my man.
So would you date a white man?
No. I'm scared of worms.
Why do you people think that?
What?
That you get worms for fucking with white people.
No, not worms. Their penis looks like a worm.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that. Like, I heard somebody else say, like, you get worms.
Mm-hmm. No, it looks like a little worm, like a little pinky little thing. Ugh.
So it's more of the... That's, you know what my thing is? That's why white women or women like chocolate candy bars. Or then
like
that's
the
what
chocolate.
Make them want black dicks, because the chocolate candy.
I don't know.
It's just some weird shit I thought
I don't
about.
Like chocolate, though.
Well, white women, I'm saying.
I like a medium complected. Penis. Like, I have a complex with dark men only because of my past. And so, like, I think once I got over, like, my childhood traumas of things that happened to me as a kid, then and only then did I surpass that of dealing with a very dark-skinned man. Mm. Other than that, it's not my thing. I used to love light-skinned dudes, but them niggas ain't shit. So, like, now I'm just like, oh, tearing in the middle. Give me a little Milky Way bar.
Stupid.
I'm just saying, like, it's the truth. Like, give me a little Milky Way bar and, you know, I'm with it.
So, with the toys, what do you prefer to use in bed?
You know what? I've never been with a man that was comfortable to use toys in bed.
Really?
Yeah, like, I never, like,
You know what we should do? We should go toy shopping on the show.
I'm with it.
Let's do it.
I have my, like, three favorite
toys. But you want to go to what's name?
Go to what?
I like going to over there on Cicero.
Which one I like going to?
The fucking Lover's Lane. I don't like Lover's Lane.
No. My favorite toy store is all the way up north in Boys Town.
Frankie's? Oh.
Like, they got
what's the name?
Everything.
Frenchies. No, that's what it's called. Frenchies.
Yeah, Frenchies. And they have everything.
Frenchies in Boys Town?
No, there's not Frenchies.
I'm saying shit.
It's called, I gotta pull it up. But it's up north, and it's like, the sex store that was on Gray's. 50 Shades of Grey's is
okay.
Really, really nice. If not, I go to one that's down on Randolph Street.
So what toys are we going to be picking up? What are you going to be picking up?
I don't know. I like clit stimulators. Mm-hmm. I love those.
I like cock rings. I like wearing those.
I think a guy may have had one of them, but I don't think he knew how to use it.
All you do is put, well, depending on what kind you got, they got ones you can put around your dick and your balls, then they got ones you just put around your
then
dick.
Then he act like he had the biggest dick. Oh, this shit don't fit. And I ain't know how to use it because I ain't never.
All you do is put it around your dick. Like, it's like putting on the condom without the rest of the condom.
So it just keeps you hard or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost like strippers do.
It's strong, right? It makes it stronger, right?
Basically. Oh, like strippers, they tie, you know how to keep their dicks hard during their shows? They tie a string around their balls and it keeps their dick hard. And then, boom, at the end of their show, they pull a string and that's when their dick goes flaccid. I love that word, flaccid dick.
That sounds stupid.
I know some girls who like fucking with flaccid dick.
Like, soft dicks?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They say it feels good. I never asked. I don't want no little.
You like it to grow inside you?
Ting, 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 ting. Now, most times dudes be embarrassed because some dudes are growers and not showers.
You know what's funny? Guys talk about shit like this. Me and my ex worker, Phil, I'm sorry, I just called your name out. But we used to talk, like, just talk shit. And he's like, yeah, I tell the chick, I'm a grower, not a shower. So don't get to look at like.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes they be, like, shriveled up and inside. Right. And, like, you be like, what the fuck?
That shit be funny as hell.
And then that shit really come out. She be like, God damn, where did that come from? Because sometimes they be, like, really little. And I know, ladies, are you circumcised?
Yeah, I'm circumcised.
Now, ladies, if you ever mess with a dude with an elephant trunk, those are uncircumcised.
I heard a lot of y'all don't like that.
Because some niggas are not clean.
Right, you gotta be clean with it.
Like, you have to pull that foreskin back.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do a tutorial on how to clean uncircumcised
penises. So have you fucked uncircumcised
dick? I did.
So you don't mind them. You just want to make sure they clean.
I want to clean it first.
Okay.
I'll bathe you.
No, yes. Yeah, I'm circumcised. I'm glad I...
But because it could be like smegma and shit. True story. I was fucking with this nigga. We went on a couple dates. Boom. I'm thinking like, yes, he's really nice. Everything's going well. Oh, God, it's so disgusting. And we get to where we're going. And shit's getting hot and heavy. And I go to like pull out that joint. This smells so fucking bad. Like, it's
they
so
ain't gonna do all that?
Because if you don't pull it back, it's like, I don't know what the correct term for it is. But I call it smegma.
What is?
It's like the moisture and the dirt and the, you have to pull that foreskin back.
And that's how they gotta
so,
clean it.
So, like, legit.
Use your hoodie, yeah. That's the perfect thing.
Okay. So, this is a uncircumcised penis, right? This is an uncircumcised penis. So, you could wash this, right? Uh-huh. But if you do not do this,
and that's the head. That's the rest of the
head.
To
get in here and wash in here, all of that dirt is going to be trapped inside.
Ooh, I'm so glad I don't have that fucking
problem.
You
see what I'm saying? And so, in order to fully expose your penis, you have to pull that skin back.
Wow.
So, if you're not properly cleansing it, it doesn't hurt because it's
no,
just...
No, it hurts me just
thinking
about
like,
it.
It's like extra skin. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you just simply... Pull the penis. Pull the foreskin.
And if a man gets it now, it's more painful, right?
It is. It's painful even as a baby. Like, I felt so bad for my son. Like, I didn't want him to have a turtleneck for a penis. Right. So, my baby was one of the best babies. He didn't cry when he came out. Like, they had to, like, spank his little butt in order for him to cry.
Right.
And he was the best baby in the nursery. And then, oh, my God, when they circumcised my baby, he was hollering.
Really?
I don't think
none of my kids was. I don't remember PJ or Drew being...
circumcised?
You know, they are circumcised, but I don't remember
them.
Yeah,
it's very painful because they don't put a local anesthetic on there or nothing like that because the baby's too little. They just... And if you're not careful, one of my friends, her son was circumcised incorrectly at a hospital that did not... they don't like to do circumcisions, but she wanted it done, and they fucked his circumcision up.
Wow.
So, like, thank goodness, like, my son's circumcision is super nice. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but, like,
yeah.
No, because I made sure, because my friend had her baby before my baby, and, like, his shit was healing incorrectly, and then when he turned, like, 8 years old, they had to go back and correct the surgery to make sure that the head of the penis was still there.
Right.
I know adult men that have gotten their self circumcised because women will be like, oh, you got your turtleneck. But it feels, when you deal with a man that's uncircumcised, he's so much more sensitive to your needs. And I don't know what that
what
is.
You mean?
Like they're
pleasing?
they're more sensitive to you. Like, yeah. I don't know. That's just my experience. But most men that are uncircumcised, because all of their feeling is in their penis. So it's like when you pull that foreskin back, like it does something to them.
Really?
Yeah. Like you pull it back, it's like you're exposing all of those sensitive parts. And I
don't know, that shit just bothers my
But dick. You know what I attested to? Is like when you eat vagina, right, and you open her up and her little bean is sitting right here. Mm-hmm. like, you're opening up, so you're exposing it. So now you can direct stimulate right. this versus just sucking on all of this. That, right. You know what I'm saying? So I take that the same way as a penis. Like, there's no way for someone to arouse you and then, boom, hit you like right. shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So that's what I attested to. And so just my experience, a man that's I don't have a problem dealing with a man that's uncircumcised. Mm. I just want to make sure that you're clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, some girls that suck assholes, like, they may love sucking an asshole, but they want to make sure that it's clean. Like,
right. I'm so glad I don't. Ooh, I hate that shit. Like,
it'll just, you're just more sensitive to certain things.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't. Sucks for those guys.
It don't suck for them, because I'm sure they'd be like, man, nigga, you missing out on,
I ain't missing out on shit.
On getting your, I don't like this tablecloth.
I ain't missing out on nothing.
Sorry, Timmy.
My dick is cool.
Oh, my nigga's cool.
Bro, you might want to change the name of this show to Sex at the Office and Circumcision.
Sorry, guys. I had to give you a quick tutorial how to cleanse yourself. But even, like, cleanliness is next to godliness while we're on that right. subject. Even, like, as a female, like, some people will say, oh, don't douche. You have to. Clean your shit out. Like, even if you don't want to use a douche, just take a rag, twist it up, and wipe it out.
I thought that was the period for.
What, to flush out the...
All the bacteria and stuff out.
Yeah, but I don't know about anybody else, but I have honeypot products and are like
but
some of
But every woman can't use all that stuff.
They can't, but honey, listen, and this is a black-owned company, and they not paying us nothing to fucking pub they shit, but honeypot products are some of the best products that I've used for my vagina. Like, anyone has used such products, yes, they're pricey, but they are amazing. And what I've recently learned is that we shouldn't use tampons. I love tampons, but they're no good for us. So I recently found a new company that has these pads that are like good for your period. They shorten the period of time. And I just recently learned that most white women don't use tampons. They use pads.
Well, that's your segment.
Fellas,
use your, get some exfoliating for your balls and shit. Like, that's what I do. Clean my shit. I get some exfoliating skin stuff. Use that down there so I can have a smooth penis.
Have nice you shaved? Balls.
Yes, I've shaved.
That's why you exfoliate.
You know what I hate, though? I need to get the manscaping thing I saw because I want to use...
Would you ever get wax?
Yeah, if I will get wax.
Can I wax you?
I don't know because I don't know how professional you are.
I have a wax
but yeah,
new co-host on Sexy and Savage, she's going to school for esthetician, and she knows how to wax.
Well, she can wax me. She's going to school. I don't want nobody to just look it up on YouTube.
First of all, I have a wax spot at home. I didn't look it up.
But I would like to do that. I always wanted to try to get it away. This could be another episode. Go get waxed. But yeah, I always, you know, make sure I got that to exfoliate the skin, make sure it's smooth. Because even though, like, I work outside, I do garbage, and I have messed with a woman who after work, we actually had sex, and she was like, you smell like you haven't done nothing at all today. Oh. Like, you're still fresh. I said, I keep myself clean.
Some men like musty
And women vaginas. Tell me, like, they like who?
Musty vaginas.
Yeah, some men do. Some men do. When it comes to...
Like, fresh off of working.
Fresh out. Off working, don't sometimes it or don't bother. Out. No, because you be so pumped up about it. But no, like, I've always stick to cleaning myself. A lot of women tell me, like, when they look at my drawers, like they wash my drawers and shit, they'll look at them and be like, you have the cleanest drawers I ever, any man I've ever met. I'm like, are you serious?
I ain't never encountered no nigga that has shitty drawers.
Not even shitty, but they still smell good. Like, they still smell good. Ain't no nothing in it. Like
they smelling your drawers when they wash them?
Yeah. It's like, even after you work, them your work drawers.
Call the police on them bitches.
Even you work after work, they be like, your drawers still smell good. I'm like, I'm a clean dude. I don't... Well, I'm a big guy. I'm not super big.
Nigga, you are not a BON.
I'm chubby.
You're an MON.
I'm chubby. What's MON?
Medium old nigga.
But I mean,
BON is a big old nigga.
I'm hairy, but I shave a lot, so I have to.
You got some Indian in your family, right?
And I'm Arab.
Oh, yeah. The Habib,
yes, the Habib show. Voila. But yeah, I guess. So I just make sure I'm always clean.
I used to date one of them.
For real?
Hell yeah, they nasty as fuck.
Really?
Yes, super nasty.
But I mean, I'm always make sure I'm clean. I don't want to.
But they're black too. I don't give a fuck. Nobody say, where do you think Ravi is?
Yeah, but they don't look black.
If there's black,
they are black as fuck. But yeah,
please, they just got good hair. They just on the other side of the equator. That's all.
Yeah, you have as a man, if you don't manscape down there, clean them balls up, clean the pubes up, so the women can enjoy it. You know, it's a good look. It's a better
look. Y'all don't like hearing y'all food, and neither do we.
So, do you like staying shaved?
Do I like staying shaved? I can't shave. I wax.
Well, wax. You like?
I do, but sometimes, like right now.
If you're a woman and you got that little cute little hair down there.
Yeah, it's not like unbearable.
Some women hair be like, nah.
God damn,
that old 80s hair. Like, it be spread it out. Like, bitch, you didn't blow up. It was one girl I used to fuck with. I used to be like, shave. Please shave.
But some women,
you don't eat my pussy because your shit is not, like, it's not cute hair down there. Your
like,
shit
I have fine hair. Like, the regular hair on my head is like the hair I got down there.
Your shit is like Childish Gambino beard down there. Like, shave that shit. She just thought, like, she would never shave. Like, are you scared to shave? Like, shave.
Some people do not know. They don't know how to do it properly. And some people get hair mumps. So.
Just get some clippers. 9 out of 10, get some clippers.
Not even that. Just go get you some Nair.
Or that. I'll help you do it. Shit, my damn self. Like.
Like, I ain't never put no. When I shave, even like my legs. Like, people are like, damn, bitch, you'll shave your legs. No, I don't shave because the nickel in the razors breaks my skin out. So I got all these, like, little red.
Oh, you know, I never thought about Nair in my head. Since I'm bald head now.
Yeah, like I had these little red bumps and shit on my legs, so I don't shave my legs. I don't shave my underarms. Like, if I don't, like right now I'm out of wax beads, so like I just use Nair. But even like my friends, I'm like, no, they got this sensitive shit, but be careful, bitches, because if you Nair down there, do not get it in your little inside your lips, bitch, because it burns.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure because it's all.
It's like a chem burn sometimes.
Nair burns, period. When I go out of town, I Nair myself.
I use Veet. I don't really use Nair. I use
neither one. When I go out of town, I use it to do my hair off my body. Just in case I'm out in the pool, shirt coming off. You know what I'm saying? I don't like being. I don't know. I don't like hair. I like my chest hair. I don't mind sometimes because I got nice. I got nice strain hair, but it just. I don't know. Just makes me hot.
You ever dealt with a hairy bitch?
No.
Could you?
How hairy?
Pretty hairy.
Nah.
Like she had a big old. Hair coming up her belly.
I've seen it before, but nah.
She got little whiskers.
On her titties? Nah. Like,
I be having like one little hair be coming out here, but like, oh my god.
That shit's good. When a woman got a little mustache and shit, I be like,
you might want to cut
that. You might want to line that. Because I hate to get, especially if we fall in love, when you get old. When they get old, that's when they really grow the mustaches. Like,
Betty!
Come on, baby, shave that.
My motherfucking favorite auntie even got it. She had a thick ass mustache.
For real?
Yes, but that she got so much motherfucking money. Rest her soul.
To your daddy, I said, ah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Oh, shit, that was so ghetto. Oh my god, I was going to Detroit, but her shit was thick as hell.
Really?
She had a fine ass nigga too. She was by her paper, like cold as bitch.
Was she fine?
Yeah, she was cold as hell. She just had a.
That's crazy. She was light skinned, huh?
She was like kind of medium.
Oh, because it's mostly light skinned women.
I'm dark skinned.
You ain't dark skinned.
You don't see that?
You're fucking red.
No, I'm not.
Girl, get your ass out of here.
You see my summer color?
Yes, I saw your summer color. You're dark. You're orange, motherfucker. You ain't no damn. I'm dark, dark skinned then.
You hater.
You are not that dark. Mm-hmm. Okay. People see you. You know that, right?
In my mind, I'm dark skinned.
You wish. Did you ever get your rings and watches? From the last episode we were talking about?
I did look at rings, but I ain't getting none.
You gotta get some.
I want someone to buy me a Pandora bracelet. I never had one of those.
Really? Mm-hmm. You need to get them.
I'm gonna go get me some rings.
You need to get them.
My daughter got a lot of rings, but I ain't gonna steal her shit. Mom, what you doing with my ring, girl?
That'd be weird.
Don't
as hell.
Worry about that shit. I always like buy her cute stuff. Like, and then when you said that shit, I was like, don't wear them.
Don't wear them rings.
Like, she be ringed out sometimes.
Damn,
her little bracelet and shit. She be like,
you might take them motherfuckers back.
Take them off.
Phil and Vernon, I'm saying. It's a whole nother story when you do that.
This guy was like, I wore some hoop earrings the other day, yesterday, to my new little work, whatever. And I try not to go in there, like, because it's obviously an older gentleman owns the company, and that's what I work for. There's always just a bunch of old men in there. So, today, I had on this little sweater or whatever, and it was like super VE. And anyone knows me, I love my boobs. I used to be flat chest forever, but now I got a nice little rack. And like my boobs kind of like toppling out, but I had a full coverage bra on.
Right.
he was like, oh, that's nice. And he just kept staring at me like this and shit. I was like, oh, my God. So I went to the bathroom, flipped my sweater around. And so now all of this was covered. But then it had a cross in the back. And my back, the top back and my lower back was exposed. He was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, then
they
turned on.
Oh, my God. He was like, you want a coffee? Mm-mm.
You want a coffee or some coffee and Nick? How about it?
I said, I only drink Starbucks, boo. I don't drink Dunkin'.
Right, so you know I get my black girl's dick right. Then my white girl's dick. I ain't forgot about it, people.
That shit was funny. We need to get him on the show.
Definitely do. But how long we was doing?
I don't know.
How long is that, Vern? Nigga, like, man, what the fuck, Phil? 10 more minutes, all right. Because we shooting these topics. We got stories for days. And we just shooting the topics. We got a little liquor in us. What else we got?
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too. What else we got? So we got to do our sex toy adventure. We got to do that. We got to go wax together. Okay. And we're going to have to record it, put it on the show. No, not record the process of it. But, you know, we here at such and such wax company. And we're going to do that. So
how's your OnlyFans going? Terrible.
Update the people. Terrible. I'm you know what, everybody? I'm going to give y'all a free one to follow. Follow the free one. And it's only going to be for 30 days. You like what you see? Subscribe after that,
but
okay?
You post a lot of stuff on your Twitter.
Yeah, but nobody fucking bites at it. I don't know what it is.
Are your hashtags right?
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't hashtag as much. I might need the hashtag. I do need the hashtag. I don't know, man. I suck at this porn thing. I have a pretty dick. I have a nice dick, so I don't know why nobody likes it.
You don't promote your OnlyFans though.
I do. I'll put, you know, catch this and follow me at OnlyFans PJ. I put the whole thing up there. I put the link in bio.
But just
shit.
On your Twitter.
Yeah. No. I can't do it on. What the fuck am I doing on Instagram? Men can't do shit on Instagram. I ain't finna walk around in drawers all day.
You can. You can post your OnlyFans stuff on Instagram.
What though?
Take some pictures.
Of me and my drawers? I can't post my dick on Instagram.
You can't, but you can post stuff like this.
I don't want to see no other man. I don't know. I'm going to try to get it popping again.
That picture that I
still got the same five
that
frame
you
fan.
You refuse
fan,
to put up.
That picture.
Yeah, that's on his thing.
I might do it. But yeah, I still got the same five fans. I need to get more.
Yeah, you could do it like this.
Follow me, people. All right, do it then.
I'm going to do a lingerie only fans. But cooking.
Yeah, we was talking about that. You should do it.
Yeah,
I think that'd
I
be,
really want to do
that'd
that.
That'd be dope.
Because I feel like, for me, sex is sacred.
Right.
A sacred act between you and your partner. Like, I'm not knocking anybody.
But you never felt like sex with the sex with your partner was so good that you just want people to see this?
Of course, but it's sacred to me. Like, that's between us. Like, it's best kept between us.
Okay, but if you, like, let's say, a person, like a friend there watching, would you do that?
Yeah, for friend.
But not for the world?
No.
Okay.
Because all of that is sacred. Like, whatever we do amongst us is amongst us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the world in my business. Like, because at the end of the day, a lot of people, man, fuck them kids. I got kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they know what kind of mama they got. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kids listen to my podcast.
So what you going to do with the lingerie? They got to be out the house.
I cook naked. Like, I've been cooking. I fry chicken.
Naked?
Yeah, and like his panties.
I will hate you to be my mama. I'm like, if you put some fucking clothes on, mom.
Ever since e-learning, like, I be having to, like,
popped up in
making
shit.
Sure, like, it's your motherfucking camera on. You, like, I be like, it's your camera on. Like, yeah. I be like, hide me on the door. Like, my fear is, like, a motherfucker ain't gonna catch a glimpse of my ass is running downstairs into the basement.
And you will be on Shade Room next. I'm glad my mama wasn't like that. I would hate
But you know what? I've always, me and all my sisters, everyone knows it's like, Ebony always be like, you got to call her and make sure she got on clothes. I never have on any clothes, especially when I'm upstairs. Like, last night I was phone with Tim, and my son's like, why you ain't got no clothes? So, I just love being nude, but I know how to cook.
I don't, you know what, I don't, if I'm with my woman at home, yeah, I would like to be nude, and, you know, laying in bed, I sleep naked, period.
But no, I even ran the idea past my kids, because I don't want my kids to be shunned about anything that I do, because at one point in time, my son, I recorded my podcast in the house, so my kids, they hear everything that goes on me. I'm not the mom to be like, oh, I'm perfect Patty. There's nothing perfect about me, because everybody got a story.
That's true.
I told my kids, like, what y'all think about wear this on a, and I'm cooking. My son's like, man, mom, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that mom where I want you guys to be securing yourself.
Right.
And whatever it is that you want to do, like, fucking everything's at their disposal right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm that type of dad too, but I don't. When it comes to that, I don't want to kind of.
How old are your sons?
11, and Drew is gonna be 10.
They about to be fucking soon.
I mean, not.
Yes, they are.
I don't think so.
Shit. Do you talk to your kids about sex?
PJ, yeah. I ain't never talked to Drew about it.
Well, you better start.
I mean.
Because let me tell you something. The little girls these days, they're way more advanced than we were.
You think so?
I know. So my son got nudes. Yes.
How old is your son?
13.
Wow.
And that happened in the 5th grade.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's crazy. It's because they mamas, man. They mama ain't teaching them. Keep that little coochie on lock.
No.
You grow up.
It's the day and age we're in. Social media is everywhere.
That shit ain't, because it's perverts out here, man.
I understand
that. Shit ain't cool.
No, I understand that, but all the girls want to be like the bitches they see on TV.
Right, and that's why I said they got to stop. The mamas need to stop that shit. Mm-hmm. Look, when you get my age, little girl, you do this shit.
The daddies need to, don't put that all on us mothers.
Oh. Look.
Do not put that all on, that's a whole nother show.
Daddies don't do it.
You a lie.
Look, I be around. Lyric be dancing. Be shaking your little ass. You better do some Barney dance moves, goddammit. Don't be
Barney even still come
out? I don't know what the fuck you do, but don't shake your little ass. I don't play that shit.
Well, guys, we've talked about fucking at work.
Circumcision.
Flaccid penises. Watching your cooter snatch.
And our kids being fucking raunchy.
My kids ain't raunchy.
Well, hopefully not being raunchy.
I got dope kids. You got dope kids?
Yeah, my kids cool.
I'm so hungry, guys.
That's it for our show today. Another episode in the books. This is episode 9, correct?
Yeah.
And like I said, Vern, changes to sex at the office and other shit. So you might as well just change it
now
to
this
that.
You could just keep it as sex in the office.
But yes.
ETC.
We are soon to have some guests. Yeah, one guest is a lingerie designer.
When I cannot wait.
Another guest is a sex shop owner. Ooh. And another guest is just a big, big fan of the show. So we will be coming at you soon with those and more.
We may have a new host join us.
Who?
I have my other podcast coming back.
So hold on. It's going to be all of us?
I mean, sometimes if she want to come, she can sit with us.
Yeah, I didn't say. I'm just, you never ran about it. Let's cut the camera because it's about to be action going on. No, but. That's cool.
No, I think she'll add a good dynamic. She's way worse than me.
You ain't even worse.
And I'm pretty wild.
You ain't even wild. You're nowhere near wild. Not like mine.
You're a bit much. But you can follow us on all the social media networks at Late Nights with Sexy and Savage. My personal Instagram is at Miss Chic, MZCHIQ. This is Gas at Gas Station P. On Twitter, he's at PJ Fuck Her. That's for that extra shit. And then at Gas Station P. And then my Twitter is at Tina Sexy and Savage.
Yep. So check us out on everything. And this episode will be coming to you soon. Also via YouTube and all podcast platforms.
And on that note,
have a good night.
Peace out.
Stay sexy. Peace. It's the end, y'all. What?
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.